standing and participate in our call to worship as printed in your bulletin. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord and bless God's name.
Tell the good news of salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice.
Let the sea roar, and all that fills it, the world and those who live in it.
Let the whole creation sing for joy at the presence of God, who is coming.
God is coming indeed, to judge the earth with righteousness, and the peoples with equity and truth. Praise the Lord.
You may be seated. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. This evening is Christmas Eve, the eve of the day on which we celebrate the gifts to us of the birth of Jesus and recall the hope that we have in Christ. Today we light again the candles of hope and peace and joy and love.
The first candle, we speak of hope because God keeps his promise to us.
We work for peace because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he calls us his children to work for peace in his name.
We show joy because Jesus gave everything for us and led us to know the forgiveness of God.
We share love because the Holy Spirit fills our hearts and minds with the presence of God.
Now we light the last candle to remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which we celebrate this Christmas day.
A reading from the passage of Luke, the Gospel of Luke in chapter 2. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger."
God our Father, today the Savior is born, and those who live in the darkness are seeing a great light. Help us who greet the birth of Christ with joy to live in the light of your Son and to share the good news of your love. We ask this through Jesus Christ, the light, who has come into the world. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you come as a tiny and fragile baby, yet we know that you are God and you are with us. May the flame of this candle remind us that you are the light of the world and that if we follow you, we will never walk in darkness. Will have the true light of life. Amen and amen. Thank you. Well, good evening, friends and family. It's great to see you. Yes, I'm Pastor Ed Johnson, pastor here at White Memorial, and would like to welcome you to our Christmas Eve service. We're grateful that you are here with us this evening. This is a wonderful Christmas Eve service in that it's lessons and carols. So we will hear the word throughout the service, read and sung. And for many, this is just a gateway for Christmas. This is really, we've been walking with each other in Advent throughout this time, but this culmination of lessons and carols is just wonderful for us to be able to come together. The the message of the angels and the message of encouragement to go in heart and in mind even unto your own Bethlehems. To go out unto the world and see this thing which is to pass, come to pass, a babe lying in a manger. In this service, I hope you will hear and receive the good news of the birth of Christ through our scripture readings and our thanksgiving and the joyful singing of the carol. So let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first of days of our waywardness into the glorious redemption brought to us in this holy child. So as our faith tradition inspires, before we hear the word read and proclaimed, or read and sung, let us first go to God in prayer. Let us pray. O gracious one, this evening we pray for all Christian people, for all peoples, that by this evening's service we may be renewed to fulfill Christ's work in this world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all his people, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially within this community. We especially pray for our friends and our neighbors, our loved ones who could not, for any reason, be here with us this evening. We pray for our executive presbyter and the clergy and all the people of this presbytery, and especially the members of this session of our church. We pray for those who bear responsibility in our community's future, in politics and industry and commerce and agriculture and in education and communication. May they be inspired by the message of Christmas to work together for the establishment of justice, freedom, and peace everywhere. We pray for all those that are in special need, for the sick, for the anxious, for the lonely, the fearful, and the bereaved. And because this, of all things, would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the unloved, the aged, and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or love him not, or by sin have grieved his heart of love. And lastly, let us remember before God and all those who rejoice with us, but upon another shore, in a greater light, that multitude which no person can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and with whom in the Lord Jesus we are forever one. We commend all who we love and who have asked for our prayers and the unfailing mercy of our Heavenly Father. Amen and amen. Lessons will be heard seated. Carols will be sung seated. I hope you can just take a deep breath and take in this time of community and coming together as a community of faith. Our opening hymn will be hymn number 140, Once in Royal David's City.
Genesis 3, 8 verses 8 through 19 tells us, "Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And he said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it.' Then the Lord said to the woman, 'What is this you have done?' The woman said, 'The serpent deceived me and I ate it.' So the Lord God said to the serpent, 'Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust for the rest of the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel.' To the woman he said, 'I will make your pains in childbearing very severe. With painful labor you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.' To Adam he said, 'Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return."
Our next carol is "O Little Town of Bethlehem," hymn number 121.
Thank you.
reading from the book of Genesis, in chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me." Amen. Our next carol is "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel," hymn number 88.
Through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yokes that burden them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be the fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Amen. Our next hymn, our next carol, is hymn number 123, verses 1, 3, and 5. It came upon the midnight clear.
Lesson is from Isaiah 1 through 11, 1 through 9, the branch from Jesse. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From its roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy, and with justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteous will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear, their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy. On all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Next carol is 129, Lo, How Arose Our Blooming.
Thank you.
Luke 1, 26 through 35 and 38. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Our fifth lesson carol is "Hark the Herald, Angels Sing," number 119. Before we hear our sixth lesson, I'd like to take a point of personal privilege and have a children's sermon. Are there any young ones? Hello, Miss Marley. Good to see you. Will you sit with me here on the front bench with Miss Becky and myself? It's good to see you this evening. I'm glad you're here. There you go. Well, it's good to see you all. Marley, I especially like your shoes. Yes. So I had a book to share with you this evening. And this is called Good Night Manger. You see the animals there? It's kind of like what we have up here, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Faith, you're going to have to look over top, okay? Stars are twinkling, babies fed. Mama says, it's time for bed. Hug him, squeeze him, hold him tight. Dim the lantern and say goodnight. See where they're at? Yeah. In the manger, baby goes. Wiggles fingers, wiggles toes. Hen and donkey gather round. Hush, says Papa. Not a sound. Cluck, he's cute. Oh yes, hee-haw. Now sleepy baby starts to wah! Shh, grazed the donkey. It's time for bed. Here's your pillow for your head. The hay smells sweet, but how it itches. Baby wriggles, squirms, and twitches. Hen adds feathers, soft and brown. Baby grabs some and snuggles down. Are you getting snuggly? Soon hosannas overhead rouse the little sleepy head. Angels' voices shout with joy. Meet this precious baby boy. You see him? They're having a party up there. Mama says, be quiet, please. Your voices carry on the breeze. Pa rocks baby to and fro. Does he slumber? No, no, no. Flying angels and a star soon bring help from near and far. Goats cling horns and foxes dance. Will baby doze now? Not a chance. Sheep leap railings, tipping pails, tumble, splash. Poor baby wails. So much noise, he just can't sleep. Then tap, tap, tap behind the sheep. Three kings knock at stable door with royal pomp and gifts galore. Mama's frantic. In a tizzy, who knew stables were so busy? There's a lot going on in there. Whew. Mama says, here's what we're going to do. Sing a quiet song or two. See the fox down there? Then with voices big and small, gentle singing fills the stall. Baby smiles, baby sighs, stretching, yawning, and rubbing eyes. Baby sleeps as stars on high twinkle to the lullaby. Good night, manger. Good night, stall. Time to sleep now. One and all. So maybe that's some encouragement for you to get some rest when you go home this evening. Big kids too.
Next reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
My sixth lesson, carol, is Away in the Manger, 114. Prepare our hearts and our minds for the reception of God's tithes and our offerings. The offering this evening will be in two forms. There will be a joy offering taken this evening, and the joy offering is something that assists the Board of Pensions in the Presbyterian Church denomination in meeting the needs of retired leaders at Presbyterian-related racial, ethnic schools and colleges. And so by giving to the joy offering, we share in the hope of Christ and celebrate his leadership. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. Jesus Christ has shown us how to live, loving God and neighbor, sharing what we have, engaging in acts of mercy and justice. As we celebrate his birth and wait in hope for his coming again, let us bring the offerings of our lives before him. May the ushers please prepare.
Thank you.
perfect gift, we thank you. We thank you for your greatest gift, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In this season, when so many gifts are given and received, we pray that you will receive the gifts we offer now. Use them according to your purposes and plans, bringing your good news of great joy to all people. Christ our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We'll hear from our next lesson.
Our seventh lesson is from Luke 2, verses 8 through 16, the shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
Amen. Our seventh lesson, Carol, is Angels We Have Heard on High, number 113.
The eighth lesson is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came from Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Christ? Where was the Christ to be born?" And they answered, "In Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Our eighth lesson carol is "We Three Kings of Orient Are." We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 5. Verses 1, 3, and 5. Gathering around the table as we celebrate a new life being born. We remember so many stories shared around tables. Tables where bread is broken and the cup is poured out, where families gather and generations share, where stories are remembered and refined and reshaped. Gathering around the table on this holy night, we remember the story of the sacred, daring to share our life, the story of the holy, donning human flesh and dwelling among us, a story that is at once both heavenly and earthly. Gathering around the table on this Christmas Eve night, we break the bread and remember the contradiction that is in our brokenness that we become whole. We fill this cup and remember the abundance discovered in each new sharing of our sacred stories. Together around the table, we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. Bless this bread and bless this fruit of the vine. Bless all of us that our eyes might be opened, that we might recognize the Spirit. Recognize the Spirit rising in our midst indeed, in one another. Come, Holy Spirit. Will you say responsively the prayer of great thanksgiving as printed in our bulletins? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray. Lord, we greet you this happy night, for you have been at work in our world throughout all time. You made all things and called them good. You claimed your people Israel, freed them from the bondage of Egypt, and journeyed with them through the wilderness to the promised land. You sent prophets to call your people back to you. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your son Jesus, Emmanuel, born the King of angels, your word in flesh appearing. He was one of us and lived with us, giving up all his glory for our sake to make us whole. And yet you raised him up again to overcome the power of death and live a new life. Still, we wait for the day when we too will share the fullness of life in him and with him. The angels are your messengers night and day, and with them we sing and give glory to you, saying together,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Continuing in prayer. In these latter days, God leaned toward the earth and spoke to us by a son, Jesus the Beloved. Born of our sister Mary and the Holy Spirit, guarded by our brother Joseph with fatherly care, Jesus came among us as a baby, humbly born, cradled beside the breasts and warmed by their breath, human as we are, in need of human love. Yet kings bowed down before him, bringing gifts, and emperors were troubled by his reign. This child in whom all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. The word of God made flesh and full of grace was sent to deliver us from our sin, from the power of evil and the fear of death. As a servant, Jesus emptied himself of might upon the cross. And as the risen anointed one is enthroned at God's right hand to bring mercy and justice to all the earth at the end of day. And so, rejoicing in all God has done for us, we proclaim the mystery of our faith, saying together,
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Continuing in prayer. Holy God, as you visited us in the birth of Jesus, visit us now by the power of your Holy Spirit in these creatures of bread and cup, making them for us the banquet of heaven here on earth. Sisters and brothers in Jesus, God's word became flesh to birth love in our hearts and peace in our world. As we celebrate this gift of life in Christ, let us pray for the church and the world. God of love, draw us together in peace. Your messenger announces peace and shouts of breathless joy. Drive out the wearing ways of our world and protect all who face danger this day as you guide our feet to travel with the one who is your peace. Your word comes with justice to rule the earth with fairness And we ask again that you inspire the leaders of all nations and citizens of the world to order our economic lives to promote dignity and equality for all your global household. Mountains and rivers clap and sing as your word makes all things new. Awaken in us to the damage we do to your world and mend our ways, that all creation might breathe again the liveliness of your blessing. When shepherds met your newborn Christ, they eagerly ran to tell the news. Make us joyful messengers of your good news who freely share your love in the world. In Christ Jesus, your love takes on human form to seek us out and guide us home. May Christ be born in us today to lead us into the lives for which we were made. From your majesty on high to the lowliness of the stable, your word has power to sustain all things, and through him we become your precious children. Comfort those who are hungry or sick or suffering, and in all our afflictions anoint us with the oil of gladness as you visit us with your salvation. For unto us a child is born this day, to live and die, and most especially rise again. Bless all who are born today and all who will die, that your will for them may be fulfilled in the one who is the way and the truth and the life. O God, receive our prayers as we pray together, the prayer that you have taught us to pray when gathered. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and lead us not into temptation. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We celebrate this feast of obedience to Christ's example and mandate. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, and in the same manner, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant. This is my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for all peoples. Drink of this cup and do so in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We will celebrate our Eucharist this evening by intinction. So I will invite this side of the sanctuary to come to this pew and follow forward. And then we'll follow with the back on this side to come forward and finish up front. Nancy. Thank you. life, broken for you, and the cup of salvation, for the forgiveness of sins. You say with me the prayer after communion as printed in our bulletins. Eternal God, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our last reading is from 1 John 1 through 14. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Then the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen. You stand with me and sing our second to last hymn, Joy to the World, 134.
And
closing hymn of Silent Night, there's a bit of instruction. As always with the Presbyterians, we have to keep things in good and decent order, right? So I will ask, as you are given a flame, that you light your candle into the flame that you are given, okay? Does that make sense? And I invite you to join us in the fellowship hall for cider and cookies and a little bit of fellowship before you go back home, and wish you the best for a Merry Christmas, and ask that you receive this charge and this blessing to see what the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. And may the humility of the shepherds and the faith of the wise men, the joy of the angels and the peace of the Christ child be God's gift to us and for all people this Christmas and always. Amen.
Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.